terms of the formation of the OAU and its functions and the vision of the OAU, I think it's worth celebrating. But I think there are a number of things that have not been done that makes us wonder if we should be able to celebrate Africa Day as Africa. For instance, if you look around Africa, you look at the level of poverty and you look at the dictatorship and you look at how the elites have been able to amass all the wealth at the expense of the ordinary people, how wealth has actually been transferred from a few black elites and the subsequent poverty. I think for me, those are things that raise questions when it comes to celebrating Africa Day.
So what is the way forward for Africa and Zimbabwe in particular in terms of all those kind of, you know, freedoms?
I think we should be able to say things without the fear that there are people in dark glasses who are listening or who are looking at us. People should be able to work and get paid and be able to send their children to school for the future. I think we should be able to have adequate healthy facilities if we are talking about an independent Africa. And all those, for me, are basic. And those are the things that we need so as to be able to wholeheartedly celebrate our Africanness.